Hello, everyone, and welcome to Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Gatorade. We're going to go down to New Orleans, Louisiana, where John DeShazer from NewOrleansSaints.com is going to explain what's been going on with the 1-3 team that's going to be coming to Lincoln Financial Field this weekend. John, first, we have to talk about the quarterback. Drew Brees looked pretty good coming off the shoulder injury last Sunday night against Dallas. Where is he at right now, and what has he done to make up for whatever he might have lost due to the injury?
Well, he said today that he felt better today than he did at the same point last week, so that's always a positive thing. And even after missing a game, he came back and won NFC Offensive Player of the Week, so not too bad a job, really. he said he pulled himself pretty much off the injury list, so if Drew Brees is injury-free, that means he feels good enough to make all the throws. And he said he felt good enough to make all of them against Dallas, but he kind of didn't know, I guess, until he really got into game action. Now he feels pretty confident that he can do everything he could before the injury.
Now, John, here in Philadelphia, we love what Darren Sproles has brought to the team from the offense and special teams standpoint, but it seems like that New Orleans might have found a replacement finally in C.J. Spiller, who had the game-winning touchdown in overtime. Does it seem like that C.J. Spiller is the type of person who can fill that role? And do you think now that he's fully healthy that he'll be able to make bigger production for the offense?
Well, I mean, as you guys have seen and know, Darren Sproles is not an easy guy to fill in for. So the Saints have actually done a little bit of piecemeal. Now, they wanted C.J. Spiller for both those roles, but C.J. Spiller was injured during preseason. And so Marcus Murphy took over the returning duties. In fact, he returned to punt for a touchdown against Carolina. However, offensively, now that C.J. is healthy again, he's that guy who can fill that role that Sproles filled for the Saints. And he said he watched Darren Sproles and Reggie Bush in this offense, and he actually kind of, you know, admired what they were able to do in this offense because he knew that it was a boon for guys who were like him. So now if you're able to get him outside one-on-one with the linebacker in that situation, the Saints feel pretty good about the odds of him doing something special like he did in overtime against Dallas, where he beats a linebacker essentially, and once he beats that linebacker, he outruns the safety who has the angle on him. He's that kind of player, and that's the guy they expected to get in free agency.
John, in the recent years, when you think of New Orleans Saints, obviously you have Drew Brees, but I also think of him throwing to his go-to guy in Jimmy Graham. Graham is obviously now in Seattle with the Seahawks. So how have the Saints made up for that production from the receiving standpoint?
Well, it's been a little bit of a transition. I mean, they hope that a guy like Brandon Coleman, a 6'6", 225-pound receiver, can take up some of that Jimmy Graham role in the red zone. But right now, they haven't quite found that complement. In fact, the Saints have 5 rushing touchdowns and 4 passing touchdowns. And I couldn't tell you the last time the Saints had more rushing touchdowns than passing touchdowns with Drew Brees on this roster. So they're still kind of looking to find that role, but they are, I guess, turning a little bit more to the run game in the red zone. But again, another guy who's going to be difficult to replace is a Jimmy Graham. So you hope that Brandon Cooks can step up. We talked about Brandon Coleman. You hope that Marcus Colston can add in. And now Willie Snead, a guy who was on the practice squad last year, has shown up and shown big pretty good. And Mark Ingram out of the backfield has about 22 receptions right now. So they're kind of piecemealing to replace that Jimmy Graham role.
John, let's look at the defensive side of the football for a second. Coordinator Rob Ryan runs a very aggressive scheme. However, there are a lot of rookies on this team, led by Stephon Anthony, the middle linebacker, who was a first-round pick this season. So how has Ryan adjusted the scheme, knowing that there are so many rookies who are being counted on to contribute in this defense?
Well, one of the things they wanted to do in the offseason, they wanted to dial back some on the playbook, cut some of it down, make it a little bit more simplified, and allow guys to play faster. That allows Stephon Anthony to come in as a rookie pretty much and learn this defense quickly. He was in training camp, and he was a guy who had the headset for calling the defense for a majority of training camp, so they wanted to get him that training. And of course, you have David Hawthorne, the veteran that you can turn to if Stephon Anthony falters some in that position. But Stephon Anthony, Hal Kakaha at linebacker, Tyler Davidson on the defensive line, Damian Swan in the secondary, all of those guys, rookies who have made a big impact on this defense. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's been scaled back and simplified some.
John DeShazer from NewOrleansSaints.com. Thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.